Yes, keep those texts rolling in for a single pass to the Datsuns. Now, I was super lucky, got to talk to Athena, the lead singer from Gut Health. They're coming to New Zealand. I started off by asking them how they all got together as a band. It's a good place to start, I've heard.
Okay, so it would have been about 4 or 5 years ago now, but it's a bit blurry because we sort of started during the COVID lockdown. So it very much was like we had this space. Adam and I were hanging out during that time, and we sort of found this like intersection of each other's tastes, and we were in these lockdowns together, so kind of, yeah, just started to like experiment and write songs that were sort of, yeah, based around these like meshing of genres that we liked. And during that process, we started sending demos to Dom, who plays synth and guitar in the band, who Adam and him had like played together in other projects and things like that. And then we were sort of just really hungry. We had the lockdowns pretty hard here in Melbourne. As soon as we got out, we sort of put this band together of beautiful people and just started gigging relentlessly. And I think we were just really like, yeah, we were living off the sort of ecstatic nature of finally being out of lockdowns. We played one gig and then it went back into lockdowns. Oh. So then once we got out again, yeah, we sort of just, you know, kept on going. And that sort of acted like almost like we were playing the gigs was kind of like 1,000 rehearsals in that way. So it was really good that we sort of had this like capacity and space to just play a lot of live music. And you can hear that in our sound. I mean, yeah, when you see us live, we've always like considered ourselves a live band first and foremost. A lot of it is about the energy that we kind of bring to that space. So yeah, that's kind of how it started. And then we've kind of built everything off that, basically, yeah.
Being relatively new on the scene, you know, how have you found the fledgling days of Gut Health?
I mean, beautiful in many ways, and we're so grateful for just where this project has taken us and things like that. I think with any sort of creative project, you're gonna feel like waves sometimes of, you know, you're busy and then you kind of have this space to think and things like that. So, but we're such a like family unit in that way. So it's been, yeah, really beautiful in these like early stages, just sort of like navigating together what we want to do and what we want to create and in this crazy world, you know?
It's pretty crazy out there, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, there's... especially at the moment, I mean, always, but yes.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, a privilege to be able to even fly over to Aotearoa, like New Zealand, and, you know, bang on some guitars and things like that. But it's like, what else do we have right now, you know?
I think that's what we need right now, you know? Keeping us going.
Yeah. And, yeah, hearing those voices, not from us, but, you know, creatives who... you know, have all these wild experiences going on, like even just hearing a lot of American artists' experiences at the moment. Yeah, Palestinian, so many. It's important for those that art to be heard and shared and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Oh, wasn't expecting this to get this deep.
I always get there somehow. Yeah.
How have you found the reception of the album Stiletto? Good?
It was our first album.
Yeah.
We released in like end of 2024. So, you know, it's been out for a little bit. But yeah, we were grateful. People were listening to it overseas and things like that. And I think you're always going to hear what you would do differently and all those. But we're proud of it in the sense that it was the first thing that we just kind of got out there and, you know, gave it our best shot with the resources that we had have at the time. And so in that sense, it's like you learn something from all of these things. And I'm grateful that it's, you know, taken us on tours and, you know, we've been really in album two writing mode. And when you've kind of got that intention of, okay, that's what we're like sitting down to do. There's this, yeah, it's a kind of a different brain space that you're in from the first one, because the first one, a lot of the songs we just played live and, you know, didn't have any of it out there and sort of built them off that. And this one, we're actually able to sort of sit together in a room and not have played them that much live, or like some of them we haven't played any of them live. Yeah, it's been a kind of like different and fun and interesting experience in that way.
So yeah. For this upcoming tour, are we getting some new, some old, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. Excellent. So, you know, that's never played over there, so we're definitely bringing out, you know, some of the old tracks that were on the album, and then, yeah, we'll definitely be like testing out some new stuff that we started kind of playing late last year live. So yeah, and then maybe even a couple of really fresh ones while we're at it. So yeah, definitely the new and the old, expect both. Yeah.
This is a bit of a weird question, but I was stalking you all on Instagram and I was like, man, they're so cool. Do you have any tips on being cool?
Oh my gosh, we are like the biggest dork, actual pure dork energy. I feel like maybe just a lot of band people actually are just dorks and stuff, you know, at the end of the day. But we always say that Micah, who plays drums, is like just hands down one of the coolest people we know. Like their energy and just general vibe. So yeah, if you need cool tips, like Micah is definitely the one, not like any of us other dogs in the band.
Where did you get the name Gut Health from? Because I think it's such a classic name. Like it's so good.
It's so silly. I don't know why we chose that name, but I think I was just found it a bit tongue-in-cheek, the term gut health. I feel like at the time it was very like talk of the town, sort of a buzzword that was going around. So that was kind of part of it as well. So yeah, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and this is like delving into it a lot, but yeah, the guttural sort of gut sound, and then health, where yeah, we kind of do have these like moments of kind of hypnotic chill elements to the music sometimes as well. So yeah, no one would like be thinking about that, but in my head I was like, okay, that makes sense at the time.
And that does clock out.
And it's very funny actually, because on our socials and things like that, we end up getting a lot of sort of bot accounts that are all about gut health, trying to send us messages and ask to do like, you know, partnerships and things like that.
Are you excited to come to New Zealand?
So excited. Like, yeah. It's actually going to be my first time going there. I've got a lot of Kiwi friends like here in NAMS. I think, yeah, just excited to see where they nest and some of our favourite, you know, bands historically and things like that come from Aotearoa, New Zealand. So I think, yeah, it's going to be a beautiful experience.